Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody on the show is moving. We just had Salt leave not that long ago. He moved from, he was living in Marshfield. He's moved to Hartford. He's going to be buying a place down there. His family is moving down there pretty soon. He did have the baby, by the way. A lot of people had asked if he'd had the baby on the exact birthday of his daughter. 1 year later, he had a little baby boy.
She is going to beat him up for the rest of
his
life.
Oh, I'm so scared for that poor baby boy.
Yes, he's back
CP
home and
has
healthy.
Has the best RBF face that ever RBF'd.
His name is Lachlan. He's doing well, doing awesome, all that stuff. And somebody on the show is moving. Go ahead.
Well, that was quick.
Yep, that was quick. Go ahead. Make the announcement.
I know this is going to become a shock to many people, but I'm moving again.
Shocking. Shocking turn of events.
Are you going to Hartford, too?
Yeah. I'm going to go down there and do that show with them. No.
Kennedy and Salt in Hartford.
But I am moving out of the city proper for the first time since I've lived here. So I'm moving down to Quincy.
Let's go.
South Shore Shakespeare.
Things I know. No, you can't. Nope, don't even pretend to be. So I've been living in this building in Eastie for a couple of years, and it's just, you know, it's not my jam.
I don't even think you've been there a couple of years, have you? Maybe a year?
Yes, Carson. Have you? I've been there for 2 years.
I was trying to think
you,
all the places you've lived.
Okay, Seaport.
Yeah.
That's where you started.
Yeah.
Yep, in that big
How long
right
were you
across-
there?
A year, right across from Bank of America Pavilion.
Okay.
That was back in the day when there was nothing in the Seaport except
for
parking lots.
They were just building the Legals and the Tykes Mezcal.
Wow, imagine if you live there now.
They had just put in the pylons.
She wouldn't like it. Too many people know.
I would live there with her, though, just so I could bop on around.
And then I moved to G Street in South Boston, and I was there for 2 or 3 years. I can't remember which. Three, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Columbia Road in South Boston.
Yep.
I was there for 2 or 3 years. I can't remember which. And then the landlord's like, can we live back here now? And I was like, okay, bye. And then I moved to, then I downsized, as you recall, and moved to 670 square feet in East Boston.
Yes.
And I love East Boston with every part of my soul. I think it's a wonderful little place, and I hope it doesn't get eaten alive by all of the contractors and the new buildings that are going to come in there.
Mm-hmm.
But my building was one of them, and it's just, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There were like drunk people knocking on the door on Thursday nights when they're trying to find the rooftop deck, and I'm just like, I'll kill you now.
Pretty much.
You and your man bun. I will miss the dogs that live there, that's for sure.
Right. Gary.
Gary.
Oh, no.
That's where Gary came from, one of the dogs that
you know, I've always wondered the origin of Gary.
That is the origin of Gary. Is he's
Gary's
one of the first
dog.
Dogs that I met when I moved into the building, and Gary.
So will you be moving into another building in Quincy?
No.
Are you going like Marina Bay?
Even though because I want to live in a parking lot.
That's,
so
why
anyway,
would you do that?
Why would I do that? It's all the same people.
Terrible.
I'm going to the water club every night. Not that there's anything wrong with the water club. I enjoy it. But in any event, no, I found an actual house.
Oh. Yes.
So it'll just be me, not people living upstairs, not
no,
people living
not
to the side. It is not
like
a multifamily.
That.
It is not a townhouse. It
Look
is
at
just
you.
A house.
Wow, you're in a house?
A house.
When's the last time you lived in a house?
I mean, the place in Columbia was a house, but I only had the first floor.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
A house?
I think the last time you were in a house was maybe when we were in Fayetteville 20 years ago when
Fayetteville.
I met you.
Fayetteville, without question, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
You were living in that little house.
And it was 4 the last time you lived in a regular home.
Yeah, so I've always lived in the city, always, always. So this was kind of a big decision, but the house is amazing. It's by the water. It's like not on the water, but close enough. You can see it from the backyard. It has a fenced-in backyard for Elvis. It has, you know, storage in the basement, so I don't have to pay for the
storage. You're
doing
what all
anymore.
My friends do right now when
well,
they
I don't
have the
kids. Kid.
I know, but
either.
I'm just saying, all of my friends do the exact same thing. They've been
you
in
will
the city
soon.
For a long time.
You will soon.
No, we're staying. We're in. We are staying.
Once he doesn't get into one of those schools, you're moving. Trust me. If that happens, if he doesn't get into one of those schools, then you're out.
Mm.
No question.
I just think it's going to be so good for you because
I do too.
And I know you love the city, but like at least Quincy has everything and it is a city.
Well,
so
here's
you have
the
that.
Difference. And I was talking to my shrink about this is that, you know, you could live in the city and you say to yourself, people everywhere. You know, how can I not meet people? They are falling off trees and you're living on top of one another. Mm-hmm. But in fact, cities are much more isolating.
Absolutely.
You know, people have your headphones on, your face is down, you're just walking to your job, you're walking from your job, and that's it. Right. Whereas this place is actually a neighborhood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not a cul-de-sac, but it's like a circle.
Mm-hmm. Girl, wait till you walk Wally Beach with Elvis. You're going to have so many friends.
And so I'm interested to actually, you know, maybe meet my neighbors and make some
That'll make a difference.
Friends of
it
my
really
own
does.
Age.
I mean, we love our neighbors.
I, and
it's
I've
like we
to
live in the city, but it's more like a neighborhood.
Oh, for Charlestown is very much more a neighborhood than it, you know, anything else, which is awesome. But so yeah, I any moving companies out there want to? Because this
I'll
is the
you.
Fifth one, and bang, it's just not cheap.
I got a truck.
No, I would never ask any of you.
Danny what? Moving, you've never heard of them?
I've already started packing, so everything will be packed. You won't have to do anything but move the stuff.
We're like the two people you
but
need.
But you know how there's that real narrow staircase, and you're like, there's no way the bed's going to make the turn?
Mm-hmm. As my friend Ross Geller said, you pivot. Pivot. Pivot.
The professionals are going to have to come in there.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Kennedy is moving to Quincy. No, she's not leaving the show. We got a text from the 401. Don't scare me like that, Kennedy.
No. I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me for life.
Yes. From the 617. Love the Q.
Yes.
Are you moving to Quincy because of Annie? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No, I looked all at the North Shore the last time I moved because I was thinking of getting a house. I wanted a yard. I wanted to be able to foster puppies again. So I looked up North Shore.
And then she heard this guy, Dan, lived up in the North
Shore.
All
the way up there. No, and I just never found a place that clicked. And this place, it was one of the first places, the first place I looked at.
Right.
That wasn't a building. And I knew it was for me.
You're going to have a housewarming party?
Sure.
Try and get turned in your new place.
Okay.
I haven't been to Kennedy's last three houses.
I've never been to Kennedy's house.
Yeah.
I don't really invite people over. I've invited, you know, like Annie would come over because we were doing like the splash or something. But I don't really have people over. Yeah. My house was too small for parties.
Now you have room. Welcome to the dirty queue, baby.
So much room for activities.
Sleeping on your couch.
I'm literally like a half a mile from where Annie went to high school.
Let's go.
I was driving back home and I go, oh, look, Annie's high school. Why do I know that?
North Quincy High.
Let's go.
Red Raiders? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Raider for life, Dan. Kennedy, you are now too. Congratulations.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I guess I'll need my South Shore starter kit at some point. Oh. Whatever that might be. I don't believe it's the North Shore starter kit that you gave me for
Dr.
my birthday.
McKillicuddy. Oh, yeah.
No, that's what Dan gave me for my birthday.
It's called the Townie Starter Pack.
The Townie Starter
Pack. It's a little different.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.